Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Tes, and we're holding the final line of Kuf Ches Amid Beis, a brand new Mishnah. Zuk the Mishnah. Hamagarish is a isha vehechzira muteres liyovam. We're talking about over here a situation where a man married a lady, and unfortunately the marriage did not last, and there was a get. Now that man had a brother. Would the brother be able to go and marry now his former sister-in-law? And the answer is no. That was what we would call Eishes Ach, or really more precisely, Grushas Ach, the former wife of his brother. Grushas Ach, he gave her a get. He can no longer even think about marrying this lady. It was his sister-in-law. In fact, if his brother had passed away, and his brother had left over children, it would also be a case of Eishes Ach. No longer the Eishes Ach, will be the Almanas Ach. That would also be prohibited. The only time you're allowed to go and marry your sister-in-law, that's the wife of your brother, is Chas V'Sholom in a situation of Yibam where there are no children. That's a special exception to the rule. But otherwise, a person's not allowed to go marry the former wife of his brother. Now here we have an interesting situation. A megarish isha, a person went and gave a get to his wife, Nebuch. Vechzir, but he took her back. And after he took her back, and of course we're talking about a situation where she was not married in between, so we don't have a case of a machze grushose meshinissis, which is machze grushose, which is fine. In fact, many people suggest that it's a mitzvah, the machze grushose, get them back together again. And they got back together again. And unfortunately, Le'aleinu v'le'aleichem, Nebuch, the brother, passed away. And neither from the first marriage, nor from the second marriage, with the same husband and wife, there were no children. So now the question is, can the surviving brother be miyabim? On the one hand, I would say, no, it's grushas achiv. I mean, this was a lady that was initially married to his brother, and they got a get, and from that moment that they got a get, it was awesome. On the other hand, that already took place a while ago. Now, since then, she was married a second time. And as a result of marrying a second time, the husband passes away. No, what's the din? Says the Tanikama Muteres Liyavam. Let's look at the last Rashi. Muteres Liyavam Vlo Yamrina Nisuan Harishoinim Mapilin Yavam Alifne Yavam. We don't go and say that it's the marriage that is the real, that causes the din of Yibam. We all know Yibam, of course, is only Chal after the husband passes away. However, there's a machloikis throughout our Masechta, whether you hold Misa Mapeles or Nisun Harishoinim Mapilim. Nisun Harishoinim Mapilim means that the cause and effect is that since they were originally married, now when he passes away, that originally suin is what propels her into the matzav of Yibam. No, at the time that they were married, this surviving brother was also to her, not only because it was Eishes Ach, she was married to the brother, but also was Grushas Ach from the first marriage. So Krashav lo yamrina nisun harishoyin mapilin yivam lufne yavam. Vari nesru olav isa nisun mishoa b'shas shigirsha achim. Vehavilei grushas achim. We do not say that. But rather we say that the misa mapelis. And at the time of the misa, it was an almona situation. We don't look at the past history. And therefore says the Tanakhama, it's mutter. However, we see immediately on the Amud Aleph, first line of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, Reb Lozer Oyser. Reb Lozer disagrees and says, no, he's not allowed to go and marry and be Miyabim, the former Grushas Ochiv. We're going to see in the Gemara, is going to attempt three or four explanations of Reb Lozer, why does he hold Oser? Stay tuned, Rabbi Sai. The second case in Mishnah is virtually identical. We're not talking here about a normal Godol and a Gedoyla. We're talking about a Godol and a Ktana, and specifically a Ktana that was married off by her mother or older brother, which we know, as we've been talking about for the last few days, that's a din of Kedushin Dirabbanon. And to go and terminate that marriage, you could give a get, And in fact, that's the case of our Mishnah. On the other hand, she could be mima'enes until she's bas mitzvah. So it's a pure dirabbanan situation. So the Mishnah just repeats the same machloikis. B'chena magarish is a yisoyma. You have a godoil who married this yisoyma. It was kedushin dirabbanan because she was a yisoyma. And he gave her a get. Bechzir, and he took her back, and she was still a ktana. So both the original marriage and now the second marriage were all bekatnas. It was all drabanot. And then what happened was Nebuch, the husband, passed away. Muteres liyavam. Again, she's muter liyavam for the exact same reason as before. That it's the misa mapelis, not the nisuin harishayim mapilim. And at the time of misa, the grushas ochiv is history. The reason why she's falling liyavam now is because she happens to be the yavama to the yavam. So it's mutter. No problem. Same case as before. The only difference is the previous case was talking about kedushin d'oraisa and the yibum d'oraisa. Here it's kedushin d'rabbanan and the chiyav yibum is midrabbanan. Because min ha-Torah, they were never married. Not the first time and not the second time. It's all d'rabbanan. But the same rabbanan say yes. That now that the husband died, she falls the yibum midrabbanan to the yavam. Reb Elazar Oyser. Once again, Reb Elazar says Oser. And again, the Gemara will explain the Svara of Reb Elazar. The final case of the Mishnah is a hybrid case. What do I mean a hybrid case? The original Nisuan was the Oiraisa. However, the Chiyav Yibam was Midrabanan. How could that be? Very simple. Ketana Shesia Avia. Oh, Baruch Hashem, the father is alive. And therefore he married her off. And that's a diaraisa. Like it says in the Pasuk, as biti nasati lo ish hazeh, a father has a right to marry off his daughter, a ketana. Biniskarsha, unfortunately, she got divorced. And what happens now? And now she gets married again. But the father no longer has the right to go and marry her off because he only gets one chance. And unfortunately, that marriage failed. And from this point on, she can get married midrabanan again with the assistance of her mother, older brother. And, like it says in the Mishnah, she is branded what Chazal called a yesoyma b'chaye ho'av. She is yesoyma that she has dinim of yesoyma of aktana, as if she happens to be an orphan, even though her father is, Baruch Hashem, alive and kicking. But a father cannot go, and he no longer has the right to marry her off min ha-Torah because he already used that right, and it was already expended. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "Ketana shezi aviyah v'nisgarsha." The father married her off; it was a kedushin d'oraisa, and the get was the oraisa. Kisayim v'chayav. Now her status is like an orphan, where her father is alive. Vehechzira, and now once again, this chosin, former husband, took her back a second time. But this kedusha now is dirabanan. It's no longer under the auspices of the father. Dirabanan. And Nebuch, this husband passed away. Divriyakoil asur liyabim, or asur liyavam. Even the Tanakhama will agree that over here it's asur. Now, why will the Tanakhama agree over here that it's asur? Because this girl has a status of a grushas achiv. Now, in the first two cases, we said, fine, grushas achiv, but that gets pushed away and fades into history because now she has a din of yibam. But here the yibam, here in the Sefer, is a yibam dirabanan. Because Midaraisa, she never was remarried to the original husband because the husband, the father, no longer had the rights to go marry her off. So she just got married Midrabanan. So the whole Yibam is Midrabanan. But the Isser of Grushas Ochiv is Diaraisa. The Yibam of the Midrabanan cannot supersede and trump the Chiv, the Isser of Grushas Ochiv Diaraisa. And therefore, even the Midrabanan would hold Asura Liyavim. We're trying to figure out the Tam Reb Elazar, both in the Reisha, the first case, as well as in the second case. Why does Reb Elazar hold that it's us? So I'll tell you what. Because at one time, she was us. What was that one time? At the conclusion of the first marriage, when she got a get. Now there's a din of Grushas Achiv. She can no longer marry the brother. So even though now, Nebuch, this same husband, passed away. and she falls liyibam, but sorry, she's an erva to the surviving brother already from earlier years when he was grushas ach. Or she was grushas ach. Omele Rabban Li'efa. So Rabban said to the Eifa, Yehochi chalitza nami le'toboy. If you hold that this is a real erva, an eishas ach, a grushas ach, lo'ibazo, you shouldn't even require chalitza. Just like the first Mishnah Masechta, when we had the 15 arroyos, if the Yavam and the Yavam have an Isser Erva to one another, so there's no din of Yibam or Chalitza at all. And you're telling me that there is a requirement of Chalitza. So tomorrow, who says, V'chitem ha'charami, maybe in fact, Reb Loza holds there's no din of Chalitza at all. No v'atani, but have a braisa. Mishum Reb Loza, Omer, they said in the name of Reb Loza, Choyletzes, that in the first two cases of our Mishnah, even though there was this Isser Erva of the Grushas Ach, but there's still a Chiv of Chalitza. Why is there a Chiv Chalitza? It's, you know, other. If it's a real Erva, then it should not be Yibam or Chalitza at all. Elamai, you're telling me, nah, Reb Loza also agrees that the Isser of Grushas Ach is now faded into history, so then there should be even a mitzvah of Yibam, like the Tanna Kamma. Make up your mind. Eifa, what's pshat? So to Yomar El Amar Eifa, I give up. Reb Lozer Luyadana my timer. I've gone through the whole Shas 5 times, up and down, back and forth, and I just cannot figure out the time of Reb Lozer. Omar Abaye says, okay, Eifa, you couldn't figure out, but I have the reason. Hi, the time of Reb Lozer. Misapkele, because he has a sophic. Imisim apeles, inisun rishonim apilim. What is the real cause and effect? What requires a woman to undergo yibam or chalitza? Is it the misa of her husband? Or is it the nisuan that preceded the misa of the husband? So, imisa, my palace, if you're going to tell me it's the misa, haramya kamei liyibam. If that's the case, then there's a din of yibam or chalitza, just like the Tanna Kamma says. Because after all, at the time of the misa, she was not a grushas ach. She was the almana of the ach, and she fits perfectly in the pasuk. Ki yeshu achim yachtov, umeis achad mehenu ven ein loy. What's the din? Yivam yovi aleha, and he should go and take her the isha. Shoyin. So the din of yivam. Inisun rishonim apilim. If it's saying we go after nisun rishonim, ha'om the olav shah achas beisur, then in fact there was shah achas beisur. Remember, that's exactly the words that Reb Lozer, that Eifa used 10 lines ago. So, Umdalov Shah Achaz Beisr, she was at that time a full-fledged erva. So says Abaya, says Reb Lozer, I'm scratching my head. I don't know what her status is. If it's Misa Mapelas, then there should be a full-fledged Yibam V'chalitza requirement. If it's Isun HaRishonim Apilim, she should be totally potter and osser to engage in Yibam. Since I'm not sure, you know what? Let's do chalitza to take care of this suffix. Azei zoktabai. Rav amad oilem pshita Reb Loza de misa mapelas. No, Reb Loza really knows that it's misa and there's no suffix. So in bazoi, why does he aser? Umiyu hakol bikin begerishin mein hakol bikin bechazara. When a person chas shalom gives a get to his wife, unfortunately, that makes news. There's gossip. People talk about it in hushed tones, perhaps, but nevertheless, this is something that people talk about. But not everybody hears about the fact that the husband took her back. And therefore, what's going to happen, explains Rashi, is that if eventually that husband passes away, people won't realize that he is now a second-time husband. They only heard about the original get. They know that he was a former husband. And then they're going to go and see that the brother is marrying her because of Yibam. And people will say, wow, this was a grusha before she became, or she didn't become an almana at all. They don't know about the second marriage. They just know about a grusha. Can you imagine that a grusha also has a din of Yibam with a brother-in-law? And people therefore will make a mistake and assume that there is no din of this eishes ach, grushes ach, that passels her from Yim Chalitza. Don't think it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to. Zoktimor Adara, but why do you say that? Chazorah Kimin Diyasva to say Isle Kala. If anything, I would think the fact that he took her back, that is really going to be news, because it's unfortunately the case that we hear about Gittin, But how often do you find that the husband and wife get married again? So presumably everybody will know that their second time marriage, and therefore if and when he passes away, people realize, oh, never she's an almana. So Gemara milu yaskin in the hadra biorta b'shachar b'tzafra. Our Mishnah could easily be talking about a situation that he went and married her at, in the evening, the afternoon, evening, and by the next morning, Nebuchadnezzar passed away. In fact, we recently on Shavuos, we read the story of Rus, and Boaz was boil Rus at night, and the next morning he didn't wake up, he passed away the next day. So that being the case, it could be a very quick second marriage. Oh, it's a quick second marriage. Nobody heard about it. And we did hear about the original get. People think, oh, you're allowed to go and do Yibam on a Grusha So'ach. That's why, says Rava, says Rav Elazar, don't do Yibam. I don't want people to make this mistake. Oh, but there is a Chiyav of Yibam and Chalitza, no question, because he remarried her, and therefore give Chalitza. Ramashi Omar Hainatama, the Rav Elazar. I'll explain to you the reason for Rav Elazar. The first, remember, we had three cases in our Mishnah. The first case in our Mishnah was that the original Kiddushin was the Araisa, and Nebuch the Yibam was the Araisa. The second case of our Mishnah was that the Kiddushin was the Rabbanon, and the Yibam was the Rabbanon. And the third case in the Mishnah was a hybrid situation. What was the hybrid situation? You'll recall that originally the first marriage was under the auspices of her father. So that's a real Kiddushin D'Oraisa. She got a get D'Oraisa. And then the father's out of the picture because she's a Yesoima B'chaye Ho'av. She remarried through her mother, through her older brother. And now that Kiddushin is already D'Rabbanan. And then when her husband passes away, the Chiyav Yibam is D'Rabbanan. So he said the Chiyav Yibam D'Rabbanan cannot go and push away the Issa Grushis Ach, which was an Erva de Oraisa. Minatoyra, they were never married the second time. Minatoyra, they only married the first time. Second time, under the auspices of the mother or the older brother. In that case, what did our Mishnah say? Kuli alma moide divri hakoil asura liyavam. Says now Rav Ashi, that's the reason of Rav Elazar. He is goyzer the first two cases, or to the third case. That just like in the third case, it's asura liyavam. He says, to dispel any potential confusion in halacha, let's go across the board. Anytime that she was previously married to this husband and she got a get, even though she returned to that husband a second time, in all cases, asura, don't do a yibam, just do a chalitza. And I'll bring you a raya, says Rav Ashi, that my pshat is the right pshat. Minikthoni Seifa, look at the Seifa of our Mishnah. Ketanish the Siyavim and Iskarsho, Kiyasayim Bechayo Av, Vihachziro. We're just quoting the third case in our Mishnah. Divri Akosh Asur Liyavim, Freytimara, Haim Maila Memra. I don't even know why Rabbeinu HaKadosh wasted the ink to go and write this third case. Pshita, Istachadova Poshit. Everybody sees it crystal clearly that since the original Kiddushin was Diarais and therefore she's a Grushis Ach min HaTaira, even though she remarried, but that marriage had no validity min HaTaira. It was only Midrabanan. So that Yibam, that Chiyav Yibam Dirabanan, can't push aside the Isser Erv of a Grushis Ach Diarais. It's Chadava Parshat. And Lav Hokamash Malon, the reason why Rabbeinu HaKodesh added this third case, it's not just to tell us that particular scenario, but Taimed Rav Elazar, he's trying to explain what's the Svar Rav Elazar that asers in the first two cases. The Gozer Hanach Mishum Hai, because he's going in the first two cases, or to the third case, this hybrid situation, Shema Mino, Takaraya to Rav Ashi. Tani Kibos and Rav Ashi, I'll bring you yet another Raya to Rav Ashi, which is even more Mefurosh, more express. Chum agreed to Rav Elazar. Again, this is the third case of our Mishnah, which is now brought in this price as the first case. The Chum agreed to Rav Elazar, Vektanish Esi Aviv and Iskarsha. And then she remarried her Yikasim Bechayav. The Chzirav, the first husband, took her back. She Asura Liyavim. Why is she Asura Liyavim? Because the original get was gomer, meaning that it was a full-fledged get min ha-toirah. Vein chazorosa chazorah gemura. But the second marriage was not gemura, means it wasn't min ha-toirah. It was dirabbanon. And therefore, everybody would agree under those circumstances that asura liyavim. Says the Brice of Medvar Murm Shigirsha Kishiktana Vechzira Kishiktana, that the second marriage was totally Kitana, Kitana, Kitana. Avo. What happens? If Girsha Kishiktana, the first marriage ended, she was still a Kitana. Yeah. Vechzira Kishikdoila. But by the time that she got married the second time, she was already over Bas Mitzvah. Or Inami, Hechzir Kishiktana, he took her back when she was still a Ketana, Vigodla Etzloi, and then she got older, and she already became a Gedoyla during the second marriage. Umes, and Rachman Litzlan, the husband passed away. Oh, so now we have a situation just like the first case of our Mishnah, that the original marriage under the father's auspices was the Araisa. The second marriage, although it started off Dirabbanan in this latter case, but it ended off the Oiraisa, because they were still living together after she became Agdoila, and now the husband passes away. Then it's like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that it's Mutter Liyavam, and he can either do Yibam or Chalitza. And once again, Mishum Reb Loza Amru, Chaylatzes Loimisya Bemes. By the fact that the Braisa begins talking about case number three, and then does a variation on case number three, and says, but what happens if in the second marriage was already a Gdoila, or the second marriage started off as a Ktana, but Nizgadla, and she became a Gdoila, so therefore now both the initial marriage was the Araisa, and the Chiyav Yivam is the Araisa, so then that's like the first case of our Mishnah, where the Tanakhama says, Mutter, Chaletzes a Misya Bemes, and Reb Loza says, no, Vayita Chaletzes lo Misya Bemes, Gezeira Otu, that first case of the Braisa. Boimenei Rav Meir Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman the following. Tzorasa Mahu. What happens if you have the Tzora of this third case? What's the din? What does Gemara mean to ask? Go back again to the first two cases of our Mishnah. Let's specifically talk about case number one of the Mishnah. What happened in case number one of the Mishnah? Again, there was a Kiddushin and a Nisuin, the Araisa, there was a Get, then they remarried, the husband never passed away, no children, says the Tanakama, you're allowed to go Muteres Liyavim. She can go and have either Yibim or Chalitza. Reb Lozer says it's Osir. Now what's the reason why Reb Lozer says it's Osir? We had three reasons in our Gemara, Abaye, Rava, and Rav Ashi. We're going to focus now on Rav Ashi. What did Rav Ashi say? Be'emes mitzad ikra din, she should be able to have Yibim v'chalitza, just like the Tanakhama said. But I have a Gezeira. What's my Gezeira? Gezeira out of the case of the Yisoyimah b'chaye ho'av. But it's all a Gezeira. Mitzad ikra din, there's no reason why she shouldn't have Yibim or chalitza. So now what happens if you have the Tzora in such a situation? The Tzara was not a Grushas Ach. She was just married together with this brother. Could be that she was married the entire time from beginning to end. Maybe she was a recent newcomer. But the point is, she's a Tzara. And since she's a Tzara, Zakti Gemara, what would I say vis-a-vis her according to Rebbe Lozer? Since Rebbe Lozer said that the Grushas Ach cannot engage in Yibim with the Yavam, she's required to have chalitza, but no yibam. So maybe the tzara is an extension of this grushas ach, and maybe she can also only have chalitza. Or maybe, since she herself is not a grushas ach, and the whole grushas ach is all based on a gzeira, maybe in fact she does have a chiv of yibam or chalitza. Is omalei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rava, your kasha is really, or your shayla is not really a shayla. He goof a gzeira vananekam and igza gzeira l'gzeira. After all, the grushas ach lady, the one that we're talking about in our Mishnah, be'emes mitzat ikra din, even Rabbi Lazar agrees, falls liyibam or l'chalitza. The only reason why he doesn't allow for it is because of his gzeira. So now you want to extend the gzeira yet one further step to say that the tzara should also be potter from yibam and only have chalitza. That doesn't make sense. V'atanya mishum Reb Loza Amru. He, Fragt die Gemara, but I have a braisa. What does it say in the braisa? But Tani Bishama Blaz Omro, he, the Tzarasa Chaylat says that she and the Tzara have a din of Chalitza. In other words, not like Rav Nachman's answer. Rav Nachman said to Rava, of course the Tzara can have Yibam or Chalitza. We're not going to extend the Gzera and make it a Gzera the Gzera. Yet this braisa says, Bishama Blaz, he, the Tzarasa Chaylat says, that the din is solely Chalitza. Now, before the Gemara ends its kasha, the Gemara points out that textually this braisa is difficult. Because he, vitzerosa solkadaitach, both of them require a chalitza. It's either one or the other, but not both. Elav, oihi, oitzerosa chiletzes. Oh, you obviously have to be misakin the braisa and say that it doesn't mean she and the tzara, but means she or the tzara. Do chalitza. But lemaisa, what do I see clearly? That the tzara can only do chalitza. So why did Rav Nachman say, no, the tzara has both yibum or chalitza? Everything more, lav turutzi komentaritzis. Since you agree that this braisa is anyway textually flawed, and therefore you had to go and make a tikkun, so don't make the tikkun oi hi, oi tzarasa chalitzis, add one additional word, tritzachi. He chaylatzes avada kuntra blazar. The initial lady, the grushas ach, she has to have a chalitza, not a yibam, because of the gzeira or to the asayma b'chayeo av situation. But tzarasa oy chaylatzes a misya bemes, like Reb Nachman said, because he goof a gzeira v'na nekem menigz a gzeira gzeira, and therefore the Torah has a normal, regular din of a regular yivama that you can have a yibam or chalitza. Okay, we start on to a new Mishnah.
Before we go ahead, one second. I'm a little puzzled. Earlier in the Mitzvah, you always said that the situation is a snapshot of the time of the Mitzvah. The man, he has children, the son died first, and the building collapsed, he died first. Now we're saying, so it's always been based on a snapshot of the conditions at the time of Mitzvah. Now we're moving away from them and saying, well, maybe it's the earlier marriage that matters. When did we drop away from the snapshot of the time of Misa? It feels like this is a twist on things.
What you're referring to throughout the Masechta, we said that Misa Mapelis, if you look at the time of Misa, is because throughout the Masechta we've been going with the approach and shita of the Chachomim of our Mishnah. The Chachomim of our Mishnah say, don't look at the Nisum Rishonim, look at the time of the Misa. And that's why the Mishnah, our Tanakama says very clearly, Muteris Liyavam, you can do either Yibam or Chalitza. It's Reb Lazar who is, if you will, troubling. He's the one that is suggesting, no, that there's an Isser. What's the reason for the Isser? So as you correctly point out, according to Abaye's Pshat, the reason is because he's not sure. Maybe it's Misa Mapelis, like we've learning throughout the entire Masechta, or maybe what we've been learning throughout the Masechta is not the correct shot. Maybe it's the sooner Yishayim Mapilim. And he wasn't absolutely convinced what the halacha is. That's why Abaye says Reb Lozer is stuck with a suffix. But both according to Rava and according to Ravashi has nothing to do with the Suin HaRishayim Mapilim. It has to do because of a separate Gzeira. Rava's Gzeira is not everybody heard about the Chazara. They only heard about the Gerushin, and therefore they will assume that a Grusha also is susceptible to Yibam, which of course is absolutely wrong. And Ravashi says that the reason why I have a Gzeira is because of the rare case of the Yisayim B'chayo Av, that there everybody agrees it's Osir, because she was a Grushas Ach. And even though there's now a Din of Yibam, but that Din of Yibam is Rabbanan, and the Yim Rabbanan can't push away the Issa D'Araisa, that she is an Erva that remains with her. The only time it will go away is if, in fact, like the Braisa said, if the second marriage winds up that she becomes a gedoyla, either pre-marriage or second, or during the marriage, she becomes a gedoyla. So now her marriage gets upgraded to a full din d'araisa. Okay, so then, once again, at the time of Misa Mapelis, and at the time of Misa, since no children, and since she's no longer Grusha, now she's Nebuchan Almana, so she falls Libam, even according to Reb Lazar. Okay? So we continue on to the next Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. Shnei Achim Nisun Lishtei Achayisli. The case of the Mishnah is very, very simple. And in fact, we've touched upon a couple of these cases earlier on in our Masechta. Shnei achim nisu l'shtei achayis. Two brothers were married to two sisters. You'll notice there's a small hey in my Gemara, and in your Gemaras you may have an asterisk, and we add the word yisoymois, says the Maseiros HaShas, to go and give you an indication that we're talking about yisoymois ketanois. Both of them are getting married under the auspices of their mother or their older brother. It's a kedushin and a nisuin d'rabban. Umeis balish al achas man. And unfortunately, one of the husbands passed away. So what happens now? So the sister that was married to that first husband now falls liyibim to the second husband. Can the second husband, or the second brother, can the second brother go and be miyabim? And the answer is no. Why not? Says the Mishnah. Teitzi halazu, halazu teitzi, mishim achois isha. Tzedok achois isha. The isha lachois alois ikach. Can't go and be married to two sisters. Now, mind you, the marriage to the first sister is a marriage to Rabbana. Why? Because she is a ketana. But guess what? The yibam is also a Rabbana. She's also a ketana. So therefore, the yibam of the ketana cannot go and take away the iser of Eishes, of Achois, Isha, Midrabanan. They're both Drabanans, both the Chi of Yibam is Drabanan, and the Achois Isha is Drabanan, because we're talking about Ketanois. Shine. It's just like the first case, the first Mishnah in our Masechta, that if you have an Erva, there's no din of Yibam v'chalitza haludu teitzei. So that's very straightforward. And the Mishnah adds, not only would this apply to two Ketanois, v'chein shtei charoshois. The same thing would apply if the two young ladies are not young in the sense that they're ktanois, but in the sense that they're nebuch deaf mutes, where we know cheder shoyt v'katan is all the same halacha. L'chayr the Mishnah could have said v'chein shtei shoytois. Presumably the Mishnah didn't bother with that because they figured the shoyta couldn't get married in the first place, so there's nothing to talk about. Put a period here, we start a new case. G'doy l'ktana, we have two sisters. And again, they married two brothers. One married the g'doyla, and one married the ktana. The one that married the gdoila, obviously the kedushin was the araisa. The one that married the ktana, the kedushin was the rabbana. And meis balish ktana. What happens if the husband of the ktana nebuch passes away? So now the ktana falls the yibam to the brother that's married to the gdoila. Says our Mishnah, don't even think about yibam. Teitzak ktana mishem achois isha. Vis-a-vis the first brother who's married to the G'doyla, that is a Kedushin de Oiraisa, he's not allowed to go and take the sister. Let's assume that the sister wasn't married to his brother, but she's tam, available for marriage. Would he be allowed to go and marry the second sister? Chas v'sholom, isha l'chois l'isikach. So avada, there's no din of yibam l'chalitza for the chois isha. However, what happens if it's the other way around? Meis balish al G'doyla. The Baalish of Gedoyla passed away. Okay, now what happens? That this Gedoyla falls liyibim to the Baal Haktana. Now we got two major problems. What is the major problem? He's not allowed to go. He's not allowed to go and marry the Gedoyla. I'm sorry to say. It's the country air. You're better off in the city. Here there's pollen, I guess. Anyway, Meis Baalish of Gedoyla. The Baalish of Gedoyla passed away. So Gedoyla now falls to the brother who's married to the Ketana. The Mishnah describes this in another few lines as Ay loy al ishtoy, Ay loy al eshes achiv. Woe is him vis-a-vis his own wife, and woe is him vis-a-vis the Yavam. Why is the double woe? The double woe is he's not allowed to go and be miyabim that Yavama, because he's married to the Ketana. Can't marry two sisters. Makes no difference whether the sister happens to be 119 years old or she's 3 years old. A sister is a sister is a sister. So he cannot go and marry her. Okay, so fine. So let her go away free. It's Achois Isha. should be no din of yim machalitza. No, there is a din of yim machalitza because the marriage that he is married to the ktana is only kedushin derabana, and the yibum chiyev is deraisa. Okay, let him go and give a chalitza then to the young lady that's for the yibum. No, he can't give a chalitza because then he could not stay with his own wife, because his own wife it would become a chois gerushasai, which is prohibited. Aha. Okay, so let him ignore the situation with the Yavama. Let him at least stay together with his own wife. He cannot live with his wife if you hold Yesh Zika, because his own wife is Achoy Zikukasoy. So, any way you look at it, he cannot go be Miyabim, the Gedoyla that just fell the Yavam, and he can't even stay with his own wife, the Ketana, because she's Achoy Zikukasoy. So what do I do? So we have a three-way machloikis, what the approach should be. Reb Lezer Oymen, Malab Nisiktana Shetumoyin Bay. You know what we're going to do? We're going to tell the Ketana, go and do Miyun to your husband. If you do Miyun, because anyway you cannot live with your husband because you're Achoy Zikukasoy, so if you can't live with your husband, you might as well just leave the scene. So she leaves the scene by doing Miyun. Once she's out of the picture, guess what? There's only one Yibam situation. That Yibam situation is the Gedoyla that fell the Yibam to this husband, to this brother. He can be Miyabim her. So at least we've gained that he is free now of problems with the Ketana because she was Mima Enes. And he can go and marry now the Gedoyla and do a regular Yibam. That's the Eitzah of Reb Lezer. Ram Gamliel Oimer, in Miyana, Miyana. If she did Miyan, is good. What happens if she says, I don't want to do Miyan. I like my husband. I want to stay with him. You figure out some other rabbinical solution. I don't want to do Miyan. So therefore, says Ram Gamliel, in Miyana, Miyana. Vim lav, az nisht, tam tana chitaklu. We're just going to have to wait it out until the Ketana becomes older. Hopefully that won't be too long. Hopefully she's already 11, and therefore it's just in a year from now she's going to become a gdoyla. And then at that point, it's going to be an upgrade of her marriage. It'll be a marriage d'oraisa. Once it becomes a marriage d'oraisa, then the first sister, meaning the gdoyla that fell to this man, to this brother, the gdoyla that fell, who was at that time, there was a chiyuv even b'chalitza, because the marriage of the second brother was a marriage to a ketana, so therefore that was not a Torah recognized marriage. However, therefore he couldn't take achoyis ishtoy at that time. So now that this one becomes a gdoyla, teitza lezum mishum achoyis isha, then she will be rejected as a full-fledged erev achoyis isha, so at least he'll be able to stay with the ketana. Rabbi Shua Aymer, ay loy al ishtoy, ay loy al eishes achiv. The word ay is like the word oy, says Rashi. Whoa, whichever way you look at it, we're of kahak tzuris. Even though Rabbi Lezer suggested, and Rabbi Gamliel agrees, if she does miyun, that's great. However, Rabbi Yeshua shies away from miyun. Why does he shy away from miyun? Because as soon as we start the Gemara, we will see that Bar Kapora said a person should never engage in or never encourage a miyun by a ketana. And therefore, if you're not supposed to encourage a miyun, then I can't go and say, go mima me'enes. It's the wrong thing to do. Halachically, you're able to do it, but it's not recommended. So that being the case, Zok the Mishnah, moitzias ishtoi, beget, veishis oche bechalitza. He has to go and part ways with both of them. He gives a get to his ketana. That get will be a get drabanan, just like the whole marriage was drabanan. And now he cannot go and do yibam to the eishes ach. Why can't he? Because that would be achoyz gerushosoy midrabanan. And so therefore he'll just do kachalitza and then sholem al yisra. Frank Dimar, both Reb Lezer and Ram Gamliel said, let's do miyun. Reb Lezer said, l'chadchila malam l'nesektani shetumoyin. Ram Gamliel said, if she made miyun, no, she did it. Freitimor mishari, are you allowed to encourage it? Are you allowed to engage in miyun? V'atani bar kapor le'olam yidbak od mishloish dvarim, v'yisrachik mishloish dvarim. There are three things that a person should always cleave to, and three things that he should go and distance himself from. Yid Bakrish Moshe Dvarim, what are those three? Bachalitza, Ubahavah Sholoim, Ubahafores Nidor. The Yisrach Mishloish Dvarim Min Amiun, Umin Apigdoinus, Umin Erevoinus. Now we're going to explain all of these six cases momentarily. But the important thing at the moment is we see that it says that a person should be misrachik min amiyun. So how is Rebbe Elazar suggesting, yo, malam nezektan shetimayin? Don't go and teach children bad things. You're not allowed to. And for the Gemara, miyun de mitzvah shani. We're not just talking about a regular case of miyun, where you have a husband and wife, where the wife happens to be a ktana. I agree with you that one should not encourage miyun. And we'll see on the Amud Beis why that is the case. But here the miyun is for a constructive purpose. What's the constructive purpose? L'shei mitzvah, that this husband should be able to continue his life. This second brother, the surviving brother, he cannot live together with his current wife, the ktana, because she's the achois isha to the achois zikukosai. He can't go and be miyabim the gdoila because it's achois ishtoi. He's stuck. We want to be mekayim the mitzvah. Oh, go and be melamda miyun. She's now out of the picture. Now he can go and marry and be miyabim the his yivama. So she mitzvah miyun is permissible. But now we just glossed over bar kapar, and now Gemara goes in into detail. Gufa tani bar kapar. Why chalitza? Why don't you do yiba? We have this Abishol all the way at the very beginning of our Masechta. The Sanya Abishol Oimer Hakodesh Yevimta L'Shem Noi L'Shem Ishus L'Shem Dover Acher Ki Ilu Pegeya Bi'erva V'Kor Be'en Aliyoy Savlad Mamza. Abishol says, if you're doing Yibam L'Shem Shemayim L'Hokim L'Ochiv Shem B'Yisrael, you feel bad, your brother passed away, no legacy, no one will ever remember that there was this brother. That's a beautiful thing, a beautiful mitzvah. But unfortunately, as the doiters have come on, says Abishol, most people are not on that lofty madrega. And when they marry the Yavama, they have in mind, because she's l'shem noi, she's an attractive lady, l'shem ishus, he wants to go and live with her, l'shem dover acher, maybe for money, maybe for other ulterior motives, but not because he's interested l'hokim achiv shem. So therefore, it's kilu pegiya be'erva, and it's almost like a vlad mamzer, and that's why, says Bar Kapara, stick to chalitza and not to yiva. The second case of avoy sholem, a person should always try to make sholem between one person and the other. To say baki sholem v'ered fail, just like we know that was the famous midah of Aharon HaKohen, hoyiv sholem v'roidiv sholem. But moreover, we said now baki sholem v'ered fail, v'yomer bavo asir redifa redifa. We're going to see what a tremendous reward a person gets if he tries to go and do shalom. Ksiv hocha baki shalom v'redfei. Uksiv hosom roidiv tzedokah v'chesed. Yimtze chayim tzedokah v'chavoyd. A person who's a roidiv tzedokah v'chesed, and now redifa redifa, a person who's a baki shalom v'redfei, what is his schar? He's going to get chayim tzedokah v'chavoyd. Oh, so this is a very worthwhile undertaking, and that's why he says, la'olam yidbak odom, in the inyan of redifa shalom. The third thing is aforis nedarim. The word aforis nedarim is not precise. Even in Masechtas Nedarim we find all the time that the Gemara uses the two terms somewhat with imprecision. Aforis nedarim is really that of a husband or that of a father or an oris, that they're mefer neder. Here we're really talking about hatoris nedarim, that you go to a rav to be maternatum. Why is the Torah and Dorim so important? Kirem Nosan, the sign you will learn in the Brice, Kirem Nosan, Oimer Hanoider, Ki'ilu Bona Bama, Vamakaimo Ki'ilu Hikr Valea Carbon. A person who makes a neder, it's as if he built a Bama. A Bama means a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Isser HaBomois. You're not allowed to go and use a Bama. Vamakaimo, even the person who is eventually going to redeem his pledge, he's going to pay for his neder. It's as if he brought a carbon on that bama b'shas isra habamis. Why does the Gemara call a neder ki'ilu bana bama? So first, there are two things that we want to focus on. Thing number one is, what's wrong with making a neder? Isn't it a good thing to make a neder? I promise to go and give tzedakah. I promise to do this. I promise to do that. Well, what's wrong? And the answer is because I'm afraid the person is going to make a pledge and he's going to forget. Ask any rabbi or treasurer or gaba of a shul, how many people have pledged to the annual appeal, or they schnooded money at the time of their aliyah by the mishaberach, and then afterwards they didn't pay. It's not because these people are bad or evil, but people are forgetful. And that's why you have to go and send them reminders and emails and texts and call them. Yeah, uncle, you didn't pay for... Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to shore. Blah, blah, blah. So therefore, neuder is not a good thing. If you want to go and give tzedakah, give it on the spot. Write out the check. Take out the cash from your pocket and hand it over. Making pledges is not a good thing, says Rav Nosson. Even if you're going to be mekayimid eventually, because you should not be in that minhag of making the dar. Then why does the Gemara say it's kilu bana bama? What's up, bama? So if you see the second Toises, Toises brings from another Gemara in Brachis. Yesh mafoshim denaf kalon. Where do we learn this from? We learn it chadola chadola. What says chadola chadola? It's exedish shav. Ksiv hocha. V'chisech dal lindor. If you stop making nidorim, then you won't have to worry about coming to a sin. And then, of course, the opposite is true, or at least the inference is, that if you're not going to be chodel, if you're not going to withdraw or restrain yourself from making a neder, then you will have a chet. Uksiv hasam, and I have another pasuk. Chidl lechem min ha'odem asher neshama bi'apoy, ki bameh nechshav hu. So it says in the pasuk, ki bameh, the Amr Perikama, the Brachis, Al Tikri Bameh, Ela Bama. Since the first Pasuk says, Chisech Talindar, the second Pasuk says, Chidlu Lechem in Adam, and it ends off, Ki Bameh Nechshav, Al Tikri Bameh, Ela Bama. So here too, the Bama is if a person makes a Neder, Chisech Talindar, then, Lo Yibachachet. But if you're not Sechtal, Yibachachet. And the Chet is like Bana Bama from Bameh Nechshav. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, that's the first thing that was the third thing that a person should be makarev. If you made a neder, go shnel to the Rav to go and be matir neder. Now, what about the three things, the Yisrachik Mishloish Dvarim? So the first one was Min HaMi'unin. We already spoke about that briefly on the Amud Ba'aleph. Don't teach a girl to Ma'enes unless it's the Shem Mitzvah like we had it in our Mishnah. Well, what's wrong? Maybe she's going to, in fact, after making the mian, she's going to get older. She's going to go and get married to a second husband. And now she's going to have charata. And not only she will have charata, it could very well be that the original husband will come to her, as we had in the Gemara yesterday, with a couple of winks, a hin and a hair, and the winks are going to suggest to her, you know what, come back to your first husband, you'll see that the pasture is actually greener with the first husband than the second husband, and therefore what she's going to do is she's going to try to be a little bit of a troublemaker by the second husband, until he says, I can't stand you anymore, and he's going to give her a get, and then she'll be able to revert back to the first husband. So therefore, stay away from me, because it could lead to potential tragedies. Number two, stay away from pikdoinis. Pikdoinis means leaving a pikdoin with someone else. What's wrong with a pikdoinis? Says Yomar ben Bar Masa, the baise ki baise dami. Either accepting a pikdoin or giving a pikdoin to someone else, that's not a problem. The problem, however, is if the shomer and the owner both live locally in the same community. What's the problem? We're talking about in the community where everybody is very, very friendly to one another, and people are constantly going in and out of other people's houses. So what's going to happen is that the person who left the pikkudin, the owner of the pikkudin, he's going to need the pikkudin one time, and the balabas of the second house where the pikkudin lies, where the pikkudin is, that balabas is out, or he's busy learning the daf, or he's on an important conference call, or he's looking at his iPhone, whatever the reason is, the owner of the pikkudin is going to come and take the pikkudin on his own, knowing that they're good friends, he takes it home. And then a month later he can't find the pikkudin, he's going to call back and say, hey, you never gave me my pikkudin back. You're right, I never gave it back to you. So let's find it. And they search and search, and of course they cannot find it. And it turns out that the owner has it all along. He either doesn't remember, or even if he does remember, he Nebuch wants to deceive the Shomrim having to go and pay. So therefore you can see that trouble can arise. So stay away from those types of situations. And finally, min ha'iravim, don't be a guarantor on a loan. We don't mean generally. It's a good thing to be a guarantor because then you're empowering the loiva to take the loan and the malva will give the loan. But we're talking about specifically be arve shaltzion. What means shaltzion? Rashi says tupshatim. Either shaltzion is the name of a place, sheim mokoim, or it says Rashi, shaltzion means it's a contraction of two words, shloif doitz. What does shloif doitz mean? Shloif means shloif atzmoy min haloive, v'tzkeh atzmoy al ha'orev. Meaning that in shaltzion, or in other places where they made these arve shaltzion, they didn't consider the loive to be the primary obligor and the orev to be the secondary backup guarantor. But people ignored the original obligor and they said, why do I have to bother going to that loiva? That loiva always sticks me with the loan. He never pays back. He's a difficult character. Just get out of this whole situation. And what does the person do instead? He goes directly to the orev as if the orev is a primary obligor. That was either in the document itself, in the loan document, or that was, if you will, the minhag hamakom, that you can go straight to the arev. So therefore, says our Gemara, don't do such an arvis. If you happen to be a loiv and you need money, okay, you borrow the money and now you'll be the primary obligor to return the funds. Makes sense. But if you're just the guarantor, you didn't get anything out of this. And then the malva can go directly to you. Then it's going to be horrible. I didn't get any money and I have to pay out the other guy's choiv. And I have to run after the loiva. It's going to be a major, major headache. So the word shaltzion, according to the second interpretation, is shloif doitz. Shloif means that you're shloif atzmen a loiva. The word shloif could be related to the English word to slip. You slip out, or the loiva slips out of the transaction, and he goes away. Don't run after me. The doitz means tekea atzmoi alo orev. The word doitz, says Rashi, is a lotion of tekua. You attach yourself to the orev, and now you're stuck. The orev is stuck. He has to go and pay back the malva if the loiva failed to do so. Stay away from those types of arvos. Diomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidach Sif, and Rabbi Yitzchak brings a posik in the Torah, to go and show that there is such a concept. Ra yoroya ki orav zor. Where is this pasuk? It's the pasuk in Mishle. The word ra yoroya means if bad things will befall ki orav zor, if a person has acted as an orav zor. Now what does exactly that mean? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yitzchak, ro'a achara, multiple bad things will befall Tovilim akabli gerim, to someone who brings gerim into Klal Yisrael, ula arve shol tzion, or someone that engages in this acting as an orev who is a primary obligor, ula tekeya atzu in the dvar halacha. We'll leave the tekeya atzu dvar halacha for a few lines from now, we'll get back to that. But in the meantime, let's talk about the first two. Since it says orav zar, the Gemara is saying that the word orav has a double connotation. Number one is orav means to mix in zar, a fremder, fremder meaning a stranger. Who are the strangers that we're talking about? Gentiles, by converting them. So what's wrong? It's a wonderful thing to have converts. We have to miss a ger. We need gerim. No. Kirab chalbay. What's kirab chalbay? Yom rab chalbay kashem gerim liyisrael kisapachas. Kisapachas ba'or. The word sapachas is one of the forms of tzara'as. Why would we go and say that a ger is like tzara'as? Says Imara, this is a little bit, if you will, a play on words, because it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Rashi quotes the pasuk just past halfway down the Amud, Lishna dekro nokat v'nilva hager aleim, the gerim will attach themselves to Klal Yisrael, v'nisfachu al Beis Yaakov, and they will become a supplement, an addition to the Beis Yaakov. But since it uses the term nisbechu, that's similar to the word sapachas, and sapachas is the word for tzuras. Now, why do we say that chas v'sholem, gerim are bad for Klal Yisrael? Gerim are wonderful. Says Rashi, the Rashi right prior to that Rashi, halfway down the Amud, Koshen Gerim, She'ein b'kiyim b'dikduke mitzvois, ulemeidim Yisrael mimaaseyim. You can have a ger that lives in the community, and that ger, he knows a lot, but he's not a frum from birth. He's a Gentile from birth. And so, therefore, there are a lot of things that he doesn't know about. And he might come into your community, let's say a community where there is no Erev. For the last 25 years, he lives in a community where there is an Erev. He never learned Mesechtas Erevin. After all, he's a ger. He didn't learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And he starts going and carrying on Shabbos in your community, not realizing that you have to have an Erev. He doesn't know. And therefore, people will say, well, this ger is the Chazayir L'chayir. Do you see how he davens in shul? The longest Shmoneh Esrei. Do you see how he's so careful about kashrus? He only buys with a super hechsher, etc. And they'll assume if he can go and carry in Shabbos, then I can also carry in Shabbos. Then that's the reason why it's Kesapachas, because Chas V'Shalom, we could learn from his ignorance. Not because Chas V'Shalom is doing anything wrong intentionally, but because he doesn't know. That's how Rashi learns. There's a famous Toisus in that over here. It's elsewhere, I think he refers to, I think, Reb Chaim HaGer, if I'm not mistaken, where the Ger says, I have a different reason why Koshim Gerim Yisrael Kesapachas. Because we Gerim are more medactic in mitzvahs than the Jews that were Jews from birth. And therefore, we give them a bad name, a bad reputation. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, why don't you act like that ger that was a former Gentile, and look how he does the mitzvahs on such a beautiful way. So therefore, obviously, he interprets that, the Gemara, to the other direction. Anyway, that's the inyan of the Arav Zar, the Gabi the Gerim. The other one is the Aruve Shel Tzion, which we just spoke about. But now the question is, what is the Masa with, okay, so Harvi Shel Tzion, the Abdi Ishloi Deutz, like we spoke. Now, Tukia Atzal Dvar Alocha, what is that all about? Now, that is not related to the words that we're quoting in the Mora, Ra Yeroya Ki Orav Zor, but rather to the second half of the Pasuk. So if you have the Torah Or HaSholem, you'll see that the second half of the Pasuk, which the Gemara does not quote, is the Soine Soikim Beiteach. A person who does not like, who hates the Toikim Beiteach, he will be reassured. Now the question is, what does that mean? So the Gemara says it means Takeya Atzma L'Dvar Halacha. So, and our Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Be Misrachik, stay away from Takeya Atzma L'Dvar Halacha. But what does that mean? The sign you will learn that a brayser. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Kol Oimer Ein Loi Taira, Ein Loi Taira. What means Ein Loi Taira? Says Rashi. A person says Ein Loi Oisik B'Taira. I'm not interested in learning Taira. I'll do other mitzvahs, but Talmud and Daf Yomi and Mishnayos, that's not my thing. It's so boring. I am not interested. Get me out of here. So a person who says that Ein Loi Taira, says Rashi, he will not get schar for learning Taira. If he didn't learn Torah, of course he's not going to get schar for learning Torah. Isn't kind of ridiculous? Ella pshat, says Rabbi Yosi, ella kol oimer, ein lei ella Torah. It's the other extreme. A person says, I only want to learn Torah. I'm not interested in all the other mitzvahs. V'talma Torah kineged kulam. I'm going to learn every available moment. I'm not going to give tzedakah, I'm not going to go davening, I'm not going to bother with anything else, because I'm learning Torah. Oh, a person says that, only ela Torah, the only schar that he will get will be for learning Torah. If he doesn't do the other mitzvahs, he doesn't go and put on tefillin, he doesn't daven, he doesn't go and give tzedakah, of course he won't get any other schar. So again, what does this mean? He's not even going to get the schar for the learning. If he says, I'm only going to learn, and I'm not going to do any other mitzvahs, he's not going to get schar for anything. Why? My time. Now, what does that come to tell you? You only get schar, according to Rapapa. In explaining Rabbi Yosi, you only get schar for learning Torah if you're also osek in the mitzvahs, in the asiyah. But if you're not going to do the asiyah, no schar for the limud. We go back to the earlier pshat. A person says, well, I'm only going to learn. He's only going to get schar for learning, not for anything else. And you say, pshita. What happens if you have a Rav who is a great Talmud Chacham, who learns 24 hours a day, and he has numerous Talmidim, and he says, I don't have time for davening, I don't have time for anything else other than learning all the time. But he has Talmidim that not only learn, but do mitzvahs. Mao the same, I would think, Islay Agrabidi Day. So then the Rav should also get a schar, because although he didn't do the mitzvahs, but he has Talmidim that are doing the mitzvahs based on his shiurim, based on his limud. So I would think he should also get a psashtikl schar. Kamash Mala, no. If you are only oisik b'toyr and don't do anything else, you're not going to get schar for your Talmidim's doing mitzvahs. Having nothing to do with what we're talking about, different until now. You have a dayan who is faced with a din Torah, and the particular psak of this din Torah eludes him. He doesn't really know what to do. He checked up the Shulchan Aruch. He looked in all the Chuvis Svarim, Chuvis Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chuvis Chassam Soifer, Igris Moshe, and he just cannot come up with an answer. So on his own, he's Madam Milza Lamilza. He figures, okay, I have a parallel situation. He tries to work some out, some sort of psak. The Isle Rabba, and he has a Rav who taught him Hilchos Choshen Mishpat. He could easily go and give him a call on the telephone or send him an email. Rebbe, tell me, what do I do? I look through all the Tshuvas Svarim and through the whole Shulchan Aruch and nobody addresses this. A dayan should not take Dinei Torah lightly. They should look upon this as being Chas V'Shalom, a matter of life and death. A cherub underneath his yirei chayim, underneath his thighs, and there's a gehenim down below. He better paskin correctly. Shnever says in the pasuk, "Hinei mitoshe shel shloim shishin gvarim sovelo migbar Yisrael." Mipachad baleilis, mipachad shel gehenim shedoyim lelayla. He should be scared like heaven, chas v'shalom, if he goes and paskins incorrectly, and therefore, if he's not sure, call up your Rebbe. Don't go and pass it on your own. That's the Pekeya Atzim of the Dvaralach. Now, what does this Pasuk have to do with Dayanim? Hine Mitase Shel Shloimai. So Rashi says, Mitase is an allusion to the Beis HaMikdash, the Lishkas HaGozes. Shel Shloim is referring to the Rabbi Shloim. Mi Shehasholim Sheloi. Shishim Gibayim Savalah, that there's 60 Dayanim there, Mi Gibayir Yisrael. 60 Dayanim? Why there's 60 Dayanim? Aren't there 70 or 71 Dayanim? So Rashi over here is silent. He just says that Giborim means Dayanim. However, Toisis goes and brings the Rashi. If you look at Toisis, the four Toisim before the end, Shishin Giborim Savala, Pirish Bekuntris Hocha, and in Sanhedrin, that Lishkas Agozis Koi. It's talking about the Dayanim sitting in the Lishkas Agozis. The Kosha Davle Lameimer, Ayin Oy Ayin Aleph, it should say 70 or 71. So Rashi here is silent, but Rashi in Sanhedrin, in fact, says that Shishim is Lav Davka. If you have the Likute Rashi, two lines from the bottom, he brings Shishim Giborim, Talmid Chachamim, V'Shishim Lav Davka, Lav Davka 60, because it really means 70. However, Rashi in Sanhedrin, and Toisus over here says, V'Yeshloim Eda Shishim Riboy Yisrael Koi. It's not talking about the Dayanim, it's talking about Klal Yisrael. Shishim Riboy. Ah! So therefore it's saying in this Pasuk, that those are the Shishim Gibayim Savalah. Klal Yisrael is Savat, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shechina, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. Bipachad Beleilah is be careful about the Gehenim Shadayim Alalayla, that you should not paskin incorrectly. Okay, now we go back to the Mishra, Begimliel Oimer, in Miana, Vim Lav, Tagdil. She should wait until she becomes a Gdoyla, and the Tetzi Haloim, Mishim Achoisisha, and then the Yibim will no longer be effective because now the marriage has been upgraded to a marriage d'oraisa, and then the chiyuv yibam will fall away. My time is Rabbi Gamliel. I don't really understand Rabbi Gamliel. Bishim tekasava kedushik tana mitlatoli. Does he hold that kedushik tana are like hovering in mid air and waiting? V'chi godla, and when she becomes a gdoyla, godly bada. Now the Kiddushin is finally Chal Min HaTorah, Avgav D'loi Baal. And then from this point on, she's become a G'doyla, but she doesn't even need to do Bia, because the kedushin or the nisuin that she had already 5 years ago when she was 7 years old, it was mitlatali, was waiting for this golden moment of her bat mitzvah. Now she's bat mitzvah, boom, automatically gets upgraded, and now it's nisuin deraisa, and that's why the other lady, the achois isha, gets pushed away because of an error. Oidilma, mishik dekasavra mekadesh achois yivoma, niftra yivoma, v'holchala. But only ibal in, iloi bo aloi. According to the second tzad, it's not an automatic upgrade when she becomes bas mitzvah. There's got to be post bas mitzvah a new bia with her husband. She's had this husband now for 5 years, but until now it was only kiddushe ketana. Now that she becomes bas mitzvah, it becomes kiddushin or nisuin di oiraisa, and therefore the ptur on the yibum will only be mit abir. So amalei. The time of Rabbi Gamliel is like the second tzad. It's not an automatic upgrade. Shin dekasava mekadesh achois yivama nifter yivama v'holchala. Iboal in, iloi bo aloi. He says, you know when you can go and push away the achois ishtoi issue? You could do it even after the nefil liyibam. The second sister has fallen liyibam to the husband of the tana. You know what you can do? Upgrade the marriage to your ktana by waiting until she becomes a gdoila. Do perform a bia now that it's a kedushin and nisuin deraisa. Now almost retroactively, it's going to go and push away the chayis isha. But you have to have a new bia.
Yeah, but you're still being at the problem of pogei ba'achos zukkaso because the time is has relations. There's a zika to the yavama.
There's only a zika if she in fact falls the yibam, just like we learned in our first Mishnah, that in all of those aroyos, they don't even fall the yibam or techalitza. There is no zika at all. So normally we would say the zika started first, because at the time that the husband, that the brother passed away, then there was already a zika to that other lady, who's this Achois Ishtoi, and his own marriage was only a Drabbanan Dika, and therefore he has a Zika. What our Gemara is telling us is that you can undo a Zika, you can be Mavatal a Zika by marrying the Achois Yivimtoi, and now the Zika will go away. If you look at the Rashi Oidilma, you see the Rashi here on the left hand side, about 10 lines before the end. Oidilma Kedushin Kamoy Leklum Ninu. The original kedushin was nothing because it's a ketan. Umishum kedushin the beila the mishigodla nafka hach yavama. It's now the new kedushin, the new nisuin after she becomes a gdoila if she engages in bia with her husband. The avagav the zika. This is Brother Shai's question. There's a zika condemns the kedushin. I found that there was a zika as soon as the other brother passed away. Kosova says our Gemara. Ram Gamliel holds a mekadish achois yivama niftra yivama the asi kedushin umevatli zika. Even though there was a zika, the new kedushin pushes it away. As they zog the Gemara according to the second tzad, and Rav said we follow the second tzad. It's not mitla toli v'koy. It's because you have to have a new bia post her becoming a bas mitzvah. Om Rav Sheshes. When Rav Sheshes heard this psak of Rav, he was not impressed, and he said, "Aminaki naim v'shochav Rav omlo shmeitza." I think Rav might have been dozing off, if you will, when he said that shmeitza. It cannot be that Rav really holds that way. The sign is because it's a brisa. Hamakadosh is a ketana kiddushia tluyin. That was the first tzad, that the kiddushin is kind of hovering in midair. We're waiting until it will become effective. So my tluyin, doesn't it mean like the first tzad of the shaila? Lav ki godla gadli bado, that as she gets older and she becomes now a gedoila, that original kiddushin now all of a sudden gets upgraded automatically. The avgavli boal. So therefore the lashon abrais is like the first tzad and not like the second tzad, and Rav is going against this price. Says Rambam Reb Nachman, no, you can explain the price even according to the second tzad. And that is, the kedushin of the ketana is chal immediately. It's a kedushin derabbanan, but it's chal immediately. That we're saying mitla toli v'koi means, I don't know what's going to happen eventually when she becomes a gedoila. What's going to happen? Ibal in, iloi bo aloi. Maybe she will have a be'ilah with her husband and it will be upgraded at that time. Maybe she won't and it will remain that same kedusha ketana forever if she never is intimate with her husband post bas mitzvah. The umra, she says to herself, who odif mi noi? My husband has a certain adifus, a certain advantage over me. Vanu adif mi noi, and I have an advantage over him. What is that? Says the last two Rashis. She says, "Iu od minoi v'yetzieni beget bal karchi." As long as she is a ktana, she says, my husband can get rid of me at any time, and even if she becomes a gdoila at any time, he gives me a get. V'ano, as long as I am still a ktana, adif minei, because man she'erza, eitzim miyun al karchi, I can always go away with a miyun. And so therefore, that's the mitla toli v'koi. We don't know whether this is going to eventually be upgraded post bas mitzvah through a be'ilah or not, and therefore that's the mitla tola v'koy. So you have no raya from the Lashon HaBraisa like the first tzad more than the second tzad, and therefore Rav says vayte ibal in iloy ba'aloy. And then in Yetz Hashem we're going to learn tomorrow v'sov Rav ibal in iloy ba'aloy v'inmar, to be continued in Yetz Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Have everybody should have a freilich and lechtig and Shabbos. Mitzvah Sunday morning, we don't know yet whether the shir will be at 8:05 or 9 o'clock. And Mitzvah will send out an email tomorrow night letting everybody know the timing for Sunday morning. Have a beautiful Shabbos, everybody. Thank you all for joining.
Beautiful Shabbos. Thank you.